Well, Dick, we got a couple of new guys going out on the PGA Tour. I mean, first of all, I mean, you know, we'll talk about the four established guys. We've got Graham DeLatte, we've got Adam Hadwin, we've got Mackenzie Hughes, and we got Nick Taylor left over. A couple of new guys coming up through the just completed Web.com finals. Well, actually, Ben Silverman came through the regular season money list, top 25 there. And then we got Corey Connors coming in, who also finished in the top 25 of the Web.com Tour Finals. You know, so he'll be coming that way. Unfortunately, Adam Svensson just missed by one spot. He was a guy, actually, that just a couple of weeks ago had been reported that he was going to get move on to the PGA Tour. It didn't work out that way.
No, it didn't for Adam. Unfortunately, a couple of weeks ago after a great tournament, a tie for fifth at the Albertsons Boise Open.
Yeah.
He unfortunately made the mistake of projecting forward, and that's a no-no. You don't do that, and
right.
It's going to be a learning lesson for him. He's a very talented young man, but I think some maturity needs to happen for him. But as soon as he shores up his thoughts, it'll go a long way with his physical ability. And you know, so it's really interesting, Hutch, you say that, because you know, Canada is getting a meaningful presence on the PGA Tour with Ben and Corey now going to be, you know, having a year on the PGA Tour with their other guys. You know, that's getting up there 6-7 guys, and that's pretty impressive. I think there's obviously with more players, the more chances that our Canadians can perform well.
Well, you know, everyone remembers Corey Connors from when he was in the final of the U.S. Amateur a few years ago. You know, obviously made a name from there, and you know, he's had a good early pro career as well. Ben Silverman, not so well known, but he's had a good season this year.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say he's almost like Adam Hadwin in a funny way. You know, he got married. He won his first event on the. No, he didn't get married. He had his first child, and he won his first Web.com event. So he's had quite a season too. That's why I kind of compare him a little bit to Adam Hadwin, you know, who had so many milestones this year. So, you know, but Ben, not really a well-known guy to most Canadians.
Well, I mean, everyone's got to go through that process of becoming known, and they're unknown before they become known, and they become known by their performance. And and I think it's interesting that you say that Ben had that child. And now, those things in life, when you get married, when you have a child, particularly the children side of it, that's when things get put in proper order.
Yeah.
You know, again, on the psychological side of it, you know, if you play the game of golf or the game of life and you don't have your priorities in order, it's funny how it doesn't work out for everybody.
Yeah.
But the moment you are faced with these adversities, you know, life's adversities and life's opportunities, and when you have a child, you go, wow, look at this. This is what life's all about. My game is not what life's all about. I happen to be, you know, play a game for my livelihood, which is a great thing, but it's still a game nonetheless, and life priorities are put in order, and then it allows them to perform well.
Puts a lot of perspective on things, doesn't it? I mean, you know,
it does.
And in the last little while, I mean, it's funny, you know, we're talking about this very subject, but, you know, in the last little while, we've heard David Hearn say the same thing. We've heard Adam Hadwin say the same thing at times. Roger Sloan, for example, who unfortunately didn't make it this time around, but you know, he talked about that because he just had his first child as well. You know, along with some other things, obviously with Hurricane Harvey down in Houston. But you know, he talked about, you know, having that child and how it puts things in perspective for you. You know, you're not going to worry about, you know, shanking one into the trees, you know, when you're worried about you know, your child growing up.
Absolutely, and that's the beauty of it. You know, life. Life, we get golfer when people make golf, when their identity becomes who they are and how they perform on the golf course, they really have things backwards.
Yeah.
And too often, more often than not, we take advantage of the situations where we have some form of catastrophe in our life, or we have a new life in our, you know, as I mentioned, with the birth, that those things have a tendency to put our, when we start asking the big questions on what's this all about, that's when we quickly put them in the proper perspective. And when things get in the proper perspective. We don't, we stop freaking out about situations, yeah. and we increase our chances to perform better.
Yeah. Do you think, in Adam's case, I mean, obviously Adam had a great year, shooting the 59, having his first tour win, but was maybe that part of his success was just the fact that he had so many things going on, with getting married, buying a house, all these things off course. Was that maybe part of his success this year?
I think so. I think it's all part of his maturing. Mm-hmm. We've watched Adam Hadwin a few years ago wrestle with his poor attitude that he mentioned. He did something about that. That's a very mature approach. He improved his attitude.
Right.
Then this year when he got married, those things, that milestone in itself starts to put things into perspective that it's just not about you. You have a responsibility to your spouse.
Right.
Now, buying a home, you're going to protect your property type of thing. And, and as I mentioned, I wouldn't be surprised if they start having a family.
Yeah.
And he'll gain his perspective even, more with each one of these life learning experiences. And to date, he's had his mind in order in the proper fashion, and if he continues to do so, he's only going to get better and better, and he's going to be more happy as he progresses.
Yeah, well, he certainly looked. I mean, he lost again, in the President's Cup Sunday singles, but he was playing Phil Mickelson, and he looked quite comfortable there.
He did, He felt very comfortable, and he looked very comfortable, and I think that's going to add to his belief in who he believes he is as a golfer. And as he moves into next season, he's going to, his own expectations are going to increase, and he's probably going to write out some goals that are going to be a lot loftier than they were this year that he achieved.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very important for him to, continue the process to stay present, because that's what allows him to perform the best of his ability.
Right, okay. We should mention, too, and you've stressed this a lot, and let's do it again, because when you're talking Silverman and Connors, everyone said, they've got their PGA Tour card. That's kind of a general statement these days. We should clarify, shouldn't we, that basically, they're going to get into events where there isn't a full field. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to.
Yes, all these guys, Ben Silverman, Corey Connors, they're in that category that's top 25 from the web.com tour season and top 25 from the web.com tour finals.
Right.
These spots are not fully exempt spots.
Right.
They're literally conditional spots.
Right.
So depend on their pecking order and how well they perform through the blend of these two, these 50 guys, they're going to only play on space availability.
Right.
So if you're at the front of the line of these guys, you're going to play in a lot. If you're at the back end of this, you're going to play in a little, just a la what Brad Fritsch was last year. He only got to play in 18 events last year.
Right.
So it's really important that, everyone from this category is into the Safeway tournament this year, which is this week.
Right.
David Hearn got into the Safeway Open.
Right.
And that means they've cleared everyone through the web.com.
Right.
So these web.com tour graduates are going to have to perform well, because there's going to be a shuffle at the RSM McGladrey tournament in another month or so.
Right.
So it's really important and incumbent on these guys to get off to a fast start so they don't lose traction in the category they're in.
Yeah, well, we should also point out, too, and you brought him up, was David Hearn. He did not make it through the web.com finals, but by the same token, he still will get a certain amount of PGA Tour starts this year.
Yes, he will, and that certain amount is, no one knows what that is.
Yeah.
So David Hearn's category, he's in the category of 126 to 175, and it's going to come behind all the graduates, the 50 graduates that come from the web.com tour.
Right.
So in these fall events, when there's when all the big name players are taking time off, it's going to be their off season. It's going to be time for them to make hay. Both in David Hearn's situation, because he's got He's got to put the pedal down now and get back onto the PGA Tour as an exempt player.
Right.
And it's also very important that these new guys, these rookies on the PGA Tour that are coming out of the Web.com Tour, get off to a good start. Because if you get off to a bad start, it really can work against you.
Well, really, that seems to be the way with the fall series. I mean, obviously, Nick Taylor did it a few years ago at the Sanderson Farms, and Mackenzie Hughes did it last year at the RSM. So right away, you know, you had two guys winning not long into their PGA Tour career. It was just a couple of tournaments into their own PGA Tour careers, and they come out and win it. So I guess that's what these guys are going to, you know, at least shoot for coming out of the gate.
And what really happens is unlike the previous qualifying system where and graduated to the PGA Tour, there was a time-off period. Like right now, these guys are sliding into it 2 days after.
Yeah.
And like, you know, how Mackenzie played so well last year and won.
Yeah.
There's going to be some success stories like this that guys who've had a good year, particularly those like Corey Connors, who's had a good 4 weeks.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the Safeway Open. He's going to be excited.
Yeah.
And mark my words, there's going to be somebody that's really going to take advantage of this because of the momentum they're in.
Right.
They're playing well right now, and there's money to be made on the PGA Tour starting Thursday.
Yeah.
And some of these guys are going to be hungry, and there's going to be some of these guys that fully take advantage of the opportunity.
Hungry or ravenous?
Yeah, both.
I have both, I think. Well, it's going to be an interesting year. I mean, you know, we're coming off a season that we've had, you know, two wins by Canadians, you know, a guy making the President's Cup team, you know, a few more guys playing in the majors, you know, so it's going to be a very interesting season ahead. So we will have lots to talk about, Dick.
That you can guarantee, Hutch.
Okay. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks so much.
You bet.